if you still feel like that you are the rainmaker of your business, that you're still stuck in that rainmaker seat where everything is dependent upon you, I would encourage you, you have to first start thinking like an architect. And one of the first ways to do that is what we fundamentally believe is to shift out of that and be able to have the business of your dreams that you've always wanted, one that gives you fun, freedom, flexibility, and financial success. The way to do that is you need to have a blueprint for your business.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design. Are you an agency owner looking to better understand your financials and take charge of your tax bill? Well, Club Capital is here to help. As the largest accounting and advisory firm for insurance agency owners in the country, they are way more than your everyday run-of-the-mill CPA. Club Capital provides financial, CFO, and tax advisory services that help you plan and forecast your financial success. You'll meet every month to review your agency's financial performance, the difference between your profit and actual cash flow, along with helping you better understand your bottom line. Visit club.capital to book a solution overview with one of our business consultants. Club Capital, way more than a CPA firm.
Hey everyone, well, this is the last solo episode. It's going to drop the day after Christmas. Hope you've had a great year. Hope your Christmas was fantastic. I know we've got a few more days before we get into the new year, but this is the last Friday solo podcast. Usually I do a log of lessons learned, and I think I may end up doing one of those potentially in January. But if you're new to the podcast, you know that we love to talk about having a business blueprint for your small business. That is the core central thesis of that. And a blueprint has a few different components. Number one, it has a roadmap to grow the company. Number two, it has an operating system to run it. And number three, it has a personal leadership track, because I don't believe your business is going to grow past your ability to lead yourself first. And where the genesis of this episode came from, as I was working with one of my private clients that I've worked with since 2020 and has had since that point, I want to give them credit for this, meteor success. I mean, just has had a tremendous amount of success in their business, growing from about $750,000 in annual revenue to nearly going to cross $2 million. By the way, it took them about 18 years to cross $1 million top line revenue, but has been able to go from $1 million to $2 million in about 3 years. And so that's why we actually talk about one of the stages when you get past $1 million, how that actually can begin to accelerate the growth in your organization. But what I want to talk about today is what we were discussing. We were actually kind of going over his 2026 annual plan and what were some of his objectives that he wanted to accomplish in 2026. Well, one of the things that he put, he actually had two. We had some numbers, some revenue growth numbers, et cetera, that we went over. But he mentioned around leadership development and team development. He has some leaders in the organization, but he says, I really do want to level up the skills of my team. Now, this is coming off of or on the back of us having the discussion about how important it is for him to really lean into systems thinking. And so we had probably a 30, 45 minute jam on that specifically. And then we got to talking about 2026. And I say this to say, because he said, well, I want to develop my team. There's some individual people. And I said, see, here it is 5 minutes later. This is what's important. Instead of saying, I want team development to be something I want to do, what if we said, was a better way to put it in congruency with what we talked about, is we want to create a team development system, a system that we know when we put the component parts into this system, into this factory, so to speak, that we produce on the other end team members that have a high return on investment and help us grow the organization. See, that's systems thinking. Instead of thinking about team development, think about creating a team development system. Instead of thinking about developing individual leaders, think about how can I create a leadership development system? Because when I ended up asking him, I said, let me ask you, in 2026, you're saying that developing your team is important. Is that correct? He said, yes, that's absolutely important, right? Is that also going to be true in 2027? Do you think developing your team is going to be important? He said, yes. If you had a couple additional locations that you were handed to you in 2026, 2027, 2028, do you think developing those team members is also going to be important if you acquired some of those or given some of those locations, expanded into locations? He said, well, yeah, it'd absolutely be important. And so what was a mindset shift for him was to go back and do this idea of thinking, not just in terms of how can I develop maybe Sam on the team or Julie on the team, but how can you create a system in 2026 that we can put everybody through? See, he's starting to think in terms of scale. He's starting to move from, say, a couple million in revenue. He wants to get to 3 million. And now even scaling past that is something that's went from fantasy land to something that he feels like he could actually accomplish. He could actually get to where he has a company that's doing $3, $4, $5 million, something that was literally just a figment or a dream a handful of years ago. And he's done, to his credit, he's done a good job with developing his team and developing some systems. But now it really is about a level of scale. I did a podcast episode on this a few weeks ago called Build Once, Ship Twice. And this is yet another example of that. I'm just saying it a different way. And so for you listening to this, as you go into 2026 and you have created and put down your goals, we refer to them as objectives for this next coming year, are there any of those that you could re-look at and say, well, yeah, instead of that, maybe I could create a system that allow me to do this? Maybe you are lacking in some capacity currently. Maybe we need to really have a much better recruiting system. And you work with a company like Autopilot, and you bring them in to help you on the front side with the vetting and the posting and handling some of the volume of candidate leads that are coming in. So you work with the Autopilot recruiting, but obviously there's a whole system that needs to be behind all of this. And so we work to create not just, I need to go get two new sales reps in 2026. Maybe I need to create a recruiting system that consistently, reliably, and ongoingly is serving up quality candidates that then we put in our team development system that gets people up to speed in the first 90 days and then continues to develop them. And here's the analogy. At the time of this recording, Auburn has just hired a new football coach, Golish, from South Florida. And think about it in college football. You're going to have a kid, let's just say a quarterback because he's an offensive guy, for 4 to 5 years. Well, maybe you have him 5, but you're not going to have him 10, okay? I think that's similar to the way to think about with team members. I hope we can have people 4, 5, 6 years, but at some point, you're probably going to have some level of turnover with people. But if you think about that from a college football perspective, there's a way that coaches have to be able to have a really good recruiting system out of high school, or now evaluate talent from the transfer portal. So they have a transfer portal evaluation system that they put players through. And I'm just using quarterback as an example. And then when they get them on campus, they start going through camps. What is their player development system? Because it's not just one quarterback. At Auburn, we got a freshman, Deuce Knight. He's got 4 years remaining. We hope we're able to keep him. By this recording, who knows? He probably is playing for somebody else. But either way, whoever the quarterback is, this is actually my point, is that even if that quarterback were to leave, does our coach, and this is similar for other coaches, have a system in place that can take talented quarterbacks and then train and develop them into their offensive philosophy, their methodology, their way of doing things, and then continue to develop them, a player development system? I think the same thing can be true if we think in systems. We have systems thinking. Now, we, as an example, we've produced this podcast for 5 years. We have a lot of things that are very system driven. I have to do, obviously, my part to ensure that the content is there for you all to be able to put out. But then past that, there is a uniform system that so many people are touching to be able to make sure that we get these podcasts and episodes out there. So as you go into next year, if you're listening to this after Christmas sometime, I would urge you to take a look at your objectives for 2026. And instead of thinking about maybe I need to go recruit X number of people, think about how can I develop a system of recruiting? How can I develop a repeatable sales system? How can I create a repeatable team development system? How can I create a marketing system that brings in qualified leads on a regular basis? It's that level. It's thinking in terms of systems. And honestly, it's thinking like an architect. That's really what it is. It's thinking like the person who designs it and then goes and builds it, not just the one who's doing it. And I think that's an example of what it means to become the architect of your business. If you still feel like that you are the rainmaker of your business, that you're still stuck in that rainmaker seat where everything is dependent upon you, I would encourage you, you have to first start thinking like an architect. And one of the first ways to do that is what we fundamentally believe is to shift at that and be able to have the business of your dreams that you've always wanted, one that gives you fun, freedom, flexibility, and financial success. The way to do that is you need to have a blueprint for your business. Instead of running around, okay, just like a chicken with your hair cut off, we need to follow a blueprint. And the way we do that is in three steps. Number one, we got to get above it. I hope that listening to this 10-minute or so episode helps you to kind of get above the business yourself. Step number two, when you get above it, you can start to think more clearly. You start to think like an architect. And then step number three, what architects do? They design things. What do they use to design them? Blueprints. We think you should do the same thing. Design the blueprint for your business. And that's what we help small businesses to be able to do. I'm excited to continue to talk about this concept of having a business blueprint and you becoming the architect of your business in 2026 and beyond. Thanks so much for being on this ride with us this past year. Most successful year that we've had with the podcast and with the brand. Really excited about what we've got coming in 2026. If you'd like to come to one of our workshops, one of our Above the Business workshops, just go to blueprintos.com/assets. You'll be able to see some information there on the screen about some of our upcoming workshops. Running a workshop every single month, as a matter of fact, and we'd love to see you at our upcoming workshop in January. And what we're going to do in the workshop in January specifically is we're going to help you take these annual plans and quite frankly, even your quarterly plan. We're going to help you take those and we're going to help you make sure that you go and implement and execute on them. Now that we've done all this preparing, how do we actually go and execute this? We're going to help you to be able to do. All right, everyone. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Can't wait to see you on the other side. Thanks so much for being along with us. Until next time, lead well and go be great. Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you struggling to turn clicks into clients and grow your business with confidence? Well, DirectClicks has helped over 1,000 businesses increase their lead volume by an average of 300%. Built by business owners, for business owners, DirectClicks specializes in custom marketing solutions that deliver real results. From paid search campaigns and performance max to SEO and social media management, they provide the comprehensive digital marketing your business needs to grow. Here's an exclusive offer for our listeners to the Above the Business podcast. If you visit directclicksinc.com/above the business, you'll get a free marketing campaign audit. They'll assess your website, social media, SEO, content, and paid advertising. Then they'll provide actionable recommendations. Plus, when you choose to partner with them, they'll waive all your setup fees. Don't miss this opportunity to grow your business with proven marketing strategies with DirectClicks. DirectClicksinc.com/above the business.
You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run, and Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during signup. Visit coachpconsulting.com to get started.